A federal judge has ordered the government to restore websites and data sets maintained by federal health agencies. The decision comes after the Trump administration began abruptly pulling them down last month, actions that provoked loud and swift outcry from across the public health and medical fields. Here's NPR's Will Stone.
The Trump administration's sudden decision to yank these websites sent many scientists and researchers scrambling to preserve data sets and backup material. And it prompted a lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Services and some of its agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The agency decisions here were completely unreasoned. They just suddenly tore down the pages without any justification.
Zachary Shelley is an attorney with Public Citizen Litigation Group, part of a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. They filed the lawsuit on behalf of Doctors for America, a left-leaning advocacy group representing physicians. All kinds of pages went offline. Information on HIV testing and prevention, guidelines on contraceptives, data sets that show vulnerability to natural disasters and emergencies.
It basically makes it harder for doctors to treat their patients.
In response, the judge granted a temporary restraining order and told the government to start immediately restoring the websites brought up in the lawsuit and documenting what else had been removed. Last week, many of the web pages that had initially gone down did come back online, but it's still not clear what's missing and what has changed. The Department of Health and Human Services did not reply to NPR's request for comment on the judge's order, but previously a CDC spokesperson cited President Trump's executive orders on gender and on diversity, equity, and inclusion as the rationale for taking down the websites. Dr. Joshua Sharfstein and others who sit on a CDC advisory committee wrote the agency's acting director protesting the purge of data.
These were really important health resources. These are not just like books on a shelf. These are like heavily thumbed through manuals that people really need.
And he says he expects the federal government to follow the court's order. Will Stone, NPR News.